Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Provost Bob Lewin, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here on WCHL.
Dr. Lisa Carey is one of the world's leading experts in breast cancer research. At the UNC School of Medicine and Lineberger Comprehensive Cancer Center, she works every day to better understand the disease and to find new treatment options. In her career as an oncology researcher, she has found no other university matches the collaboration found at Carolina.
We're sort of famous for that, particularly in the cancer realm I can speak to, because my colleagues at other places around the country, we really have a culture where people are expected to collaborate from a research standpoint to try and understand what each other is doing and how that might help. I'm living in the clinical realm. And so I take care of patients. I was in clinic yesterday and I took care of a whole bunch of patients. All of them had breast cancer. All of them have clinical challenges that I know very well. It's expected and appropriate and a cultural norm at UNC for me to find out and learn from and know what the scientists working in this arena are doing. Because if they're doing something that's actually really interesting and might be ready to be tested in the clinic and might help my patients, I want to be part of accelerating that. That's also true of finding out what's happening in the community, right? Our School of Public Health is famous for a reason. They do amazing work with how is breast cancer and other cancers experienced by people across the state, by how is it different in people who come from a more urban environment or a more rural environment? How is it experienced differently from women of color versus women who are white? I also talk to them a lot. And to be honest, we have a system here that facilitates those conversations. We have people being cared for with breast cancer all across the state at UNC affiliates. We all have the same medical record system, so it's easy for us to communicate with each other, and we try and help each other as much as we can. That was the thing that was already known even when I was a trainee. And it was made very clear to me when I was looking for jobs that this was a different kind of place. A good place to look for that is some of the communications that come out of Lineberger that tend to kind of highlight the things that people are doing, head and neck cancer, breast cancer. And almost always what you'll notice is that the things that we're proudest of didn't involve just one person. They're not one researcher working in his lab or in a silo of one form or the other. It's people working together and accelerating what they can do. One of my friends who's at Dana-Farber says UNC punches above its weight.
Dr. Carey always wanted to be a researcher and preferred internal medicine. However, she was unsure if she wanted hands-on treatment with cancer patients. That is, until her residency at Johns Hopkins.
Now, I was a researcher before I was an oncologist, and I published in orthopedics and in cardiovascular disease, and I always liked to do research, and I always knew I would do research, but I didn't know what kind of medicine I wanted to practice. So I knew I wanted to do internal medicine, and I have to say, oncology was incredibly appealing because of all the science that was coming out. I had a lot of trepidation and a lot of nervousness about actually caring for cancer patients and whether that would be a really depressing life to live. When you were a resident, you used to do these things where you took a block of time, a week at a time, and you were basically on call all the time and lived in one part of the hospital or another. And I was assigned for Christmas of my second year in residency to the cancer hospital, the cancer center. And I was thinking, oh God, this is going to be horrible because it's not just solid cancer, but it's cancer over Christmas. I'd be spending my time with people who you're only in the hospital over Christmas. It's because you have to be. And for many of these people, that's really bad news. And this is going to be really sad. I got there and I was just blown away by the esprit de corps. These people were amazing. The patients were amazing. They were outward facing. They were honest. They were like just not sitting around being sad. They were remarkable. And I remember thinking to myself, either only good people get cancer, or this is the human nature. This is how people react to like really bad things happening. The human spirit is remarkable. That made the decision for me. I want to be with these patients. That's how I decided to become an oncologist.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on 97.9 The Hill on Demand, or visit thewell.unc.edu.